And then we have to wait the 20 seconds or whatever it is to go live on Instagram. And then we'll get started with today's topic.
Welcome back to Two Gingers and a Red Bull. Here are your hosts.
James Corbett.
And Rocco. Just Rocco.
Just Rocco. Oh, I'm getting texts, and I do have to check my phone today because we also have a mission we're running here. All right, great. So, all right, 3, 2, 1. We're live over here on Instagram too. Let's go live. Kind of let people trickle in for the first couple minutes while Rocco and I kind of meander and hang out. We do have a fun topic today, though. I'm actually really excited to talk about it. A little bit more philosophical today, and we're going to try to stay on topic for it. And it's going to be focused on adventure. And what does adventure mean? And what does adventure mean to healing and why it matters to healing? What's up, Tanner? Good to see you. Gina, what's going on? See you over there on Instagram.
It's Thursday.
Yeah, boy. You know what that means? It's FML Thursdays. That's it. FML Thursdays at 12 o'clock sometimes. We try to make it 12 o'clock every Thursday, but, we mess up sometimes. He said, you guys look like you smell good. Oh, dude, Dan, thank you, brother. Great. I appreciate you. We're feeling good.
I smell great. I just got out of the shower. I'm up on cologne because I'm trying to impress this one over here.
Dude, I'm already hard.
Smelling good.
There we go.
Dicks.
Too many all the time. Yeah, it's true. We have like some people jumping in here probably for the first time ever, and we're talking about dicks and stuff. It's unreal.
Yeah.
He said, that's what gets people. Why is that a thing that makes sense, Dan? Oh, shit, dude. I don't even know.
It's just the lighting. We smell terrible.
100%. But the dog likes it, though. He's underneath of our feet, literally. It's pretty cool. He's always here with us hanging out. But yeah, so today, again, we're looking to talk about adventure, why it matters, and kind of like how it matters to us, really. You're not even plugged in. So they're hearing you through this.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Just saw that. We're going to get Rocco plugged in, and then we're going to get rocking and rolling. Perfect. Now you're locked in. Now you're locked and loaded. Yeah, you're good.
You guys hear me?
Yeah, yeah, you're good. Is there some way to showcase live on Guardians of Valor on Thursdays as well? Actually, yeah, there might. No, there's not. You have to share it. You have to share it. It's the what went through my mind, by the way. I wasn't like trying to be off. What up, Deadpool? You want to jump in, Deadpool? I'll literally send you a link right now and have you join in with us, bro. I'm dead serious. I will send it to you immediately. So he's a vet with Asylum Arms. And yeah, so dude, you could come in here and talk to us today. I would love to have you. It'd be cool to have you. But Ginny, yeah, we can't. You can share it. Yeah, you can share the live stream on Facebook directly to your group. Yeah,
100%, please do. Man. That would be dope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can definitely do that. Yeah, Deadpool, if you want to join in, dude, I will invite you. Message me on Discord, and I will bring you in, dude. Host Malone, of course, the homie. Oh, dude, I missed him. That's Tanner. That's his name on here, is Host Malone. Where's Deadpool here? Let me see if I can find him on here. But yeah, today's topic, again, adventure, what it means. Give me a few minutes. I'm out back with the pups. All right, brother. Message me on Discord and I'll get you in here, dude, for sure. But yeah, okay. So adventure, when you hear that word, immediately, what do you think of?
Life.
Let me know.
Absolutely. Life. Experience. You know, if you're a gamer like me, I like RPGs. You have to go out and you have to do things. You know, you start off small, and you're picking plants, and then you're slaying monsters, and you're traveling to different areas, all in order to level up for your life.
Okay. That's interesting. I like how you turned that up. What up, Aiden?
Hey.
What up, dude? That's my cousin, bro. Aiden. Very proud of Aiden. He's a stud, dude. He's killing it. Great marketer. And he is going to have a phenomenal future for himself. He already is. I'm very proud of him. He's awesome. Tuned in at the office, so I don't have any volume, but James is the GOAT. Nah, dude, you're the GOAT. You're the GOAT. He's the man. I love you, brother.
He's only the GOAT because you don't know me yet.
Yeah, real shit. That's real shit. No, that's great. I like how you tied in, by the way, when I hear adventure, I think of an experience outside of my normal set of environment. Dan, that's fucking fantastic as well. That's a great one. So Dan said, and by the way, it's Dan who's a co-founder of ReFit. He said, when I hear adventure, I think of an experience outside my normal set of environment. Now, my question would be, so Dan, if you're still here, dude, like, why does that matter to you? Why does that matter? Why does that type of adventure, that type of definition matter to you? Love to hear that.
Also, like, what are you doing?
What are you wearing?
No, not what are you wearing. Oh. Like, you want to jump in here, bud?
That would be really cool, too.
What you doing?
Yeah.
I just wanted to throw the invite out there.
Yeah.
I miss you.
I love Dan, dude. Dan and I, while we're waiting on Dan to respond, Dan and I went and saw Tanner graduate from the PM, I think it's, I don't want to mess it up, but I think it's PMCS program within the VA, but it's not like the PMCS getting out of the military. PMCS is the name of their peer group that they have. And it's honestly pretty, pretty phenomenal. And it's a brand new thing they're doing in the VA. And it's something that our guy, Pat Carney, mm-hmm. came up with, and basically we worked on it. We've been talking about it for a while, and we're going to be funneling. I'm about to hop in a meeting. What was the question again? What does it mean? What does it mean to you? Your definition you just gave to us, like, why does adventure in that way matter to you? Like, what is it that the going outside your normal set environment, why does that matter to you in living your life?
Also, what are you wearing?
Oh, now you want to know? there was something I was saying. So Tanner graduated from that program. It's a peer program they're doing in the VA, which is awesome. And it's a 1-year program. And he came to us towards the end of his program, and it was actually a perfect transition. And he and another guy, actually, this guy, Sam, you met Sam. You know Sam. Sam. You don't know Sam yet. He's a Marine.
You know Sam.
He jumped in here a couple times. That's why I thought you would've known him. Okay. But Sam also graduated. Super proud of him. We have to make an announcement about that, actually. And
PMCS. That's interesting. What is it? Is it a mental health kind of thing?
It is. That's right. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Or PMCH or something.
PMCS is like maintenance on military vehicles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is totally fucking dope. That's a dope name.
Yeah,
Pat came up with that?
Yeah. That's Pat's awesome. Really good at acronyms. That's awesome. That's like his, he came from the military. That's his thing.
I hope that's what he meant, and I hope that's what it is. If not, maybe it's time for a name change, because that one's better.
Because to me, adventure is something new. Adventure is something that pulls you out of your everyday life. Montana's a prime example. That was an adventure. Yeah, man.
Oh, my God.
100%. That's right. I agree with that. I like it. Preventative maintenance check. Yeah, that's what PMC stands for. Preventative maintenance check. And I'm wearing a ReFit hoodie and gray sweatpants. Let's go, dude. That felt good for all of us to know.
Oh, yeah.
Gray sweatpants, dude.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Oh.
We all know what that means.
You better not be out in public. Oh. That's what my wife would say.
Oh, that's I remember you and I used to do that shit too often. Oh,
that was the, oh no.
Oh no. Preventive maintenance check service. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's great, Dan. I do agree. I think that's great. Adventure does do that. And you know what else too? When it comes to adventure, the definition, the idea of it, anything outside with the family is adventure. That's it. I love that, Claire. That's actually really cool to see you put that out.
She's super huge on adventure, man.
Yeah, like, and taming that woman, trying new things, visiting new places. But actually, Claire, could you? That's great. Thank you for providing that. Give us a little bit more on that. What? Why does that matter? Like, what does that make you feel?
What was your recent adventure, and why did it mean so much to you? We'll go there because I know you, and I know where you went.
Also, everybody, while she's responding, we need volunteers. So if you want to come in and help out Project Refit, we have a lot of jobs available. We really, really need some significant help. FML needs help. Ron, he's one of our board members, but he does a lot of the books and stuff like that for us. He needs some help too now. And we're really, because we're growing so quickly and rapidly, there's so many opportunities now to come in and help out and make a huge impact on Project Refit's operations in general. So please, please, please come on out, become a volunteer for FML. You'll be helping us reach out to potential guests and really helping us to grow this thing. And if you want to help us in the sense of launching it and making the operations behind it work better, let us know. It's really, really important. So please reach out at any time. Let's go check it out. Let's see, what other people are saying. So adventure is putting your pole in the water and hoping you catch a fish. You never put your pole in the water and you will never know. If you never put your pole in the water, you'll never know. First off, I like that, but also pole, when I read it, just put your pole in the water and you'll never know. Also, gets me excited.
You really got to stop talking about dicks.
I don't know what your head was at, but here we are.
You're an awful human being.
You did it to me earlier. but I do like that a lot, honestly.
So Claire said that it means so much to her because going outside sets the mood, feeling the breeze, and feeling outside of myself. And I struggle with that. You know what I mean? Like my wife, she doesn't make me, but I feel like I'm required to go with her whenever they go somewhere. And it takes me out of my comfort zone. And I think that's what the biggest thing is getting outside of your comfort zone, getting a little vulnerable. I would have never benefited out of my social anxiety if I wasn't forced to get out there. She loves the Berlin Mart. That shit gets busy sometimes.
Yeah, it does.
She's so good for me. While I hate it, she's very good for me.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I hate going out. I hate seeing people and being around people, especially large crowds. But being outside of your comfort zone, being outside, seeing new things. You're so sweet. You're disgusting. Rocco is my comfort, though, so I feel better when he's with me.
Did you see what TJ said? He has dot, 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 dot. I join in and hear you lusting over the word pole.
That's what you come here for.
But I love that. I really do. What it's doing, actually, limits screen time usage. Of course, that's another good one, too, for sure. But what it does, honestly, what you're describing leads into perfectly what the point of us even starting this conversation about adventure, right? It's getting you outside your comfort. Like Dan was saying, like gets you out of your comfort zone, gets you going. Like you have to, there's a difference. People always say like there's a difference between living and being alive, you know? And it's like, okay, cool. But what does that actually mean? How do you do that? Well, once you recognize inside your own mind that, wait a second, for me to live and to experience life, I have to go through struggles. I have to go through hardships. I have to go through good things, bad things, everything, right? There's, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm not reading that one on the podcast, but that's hilarious.
It says, oh, I came.
Oh no. Oh no. You Reddit.
You don't censor us.
Oh, come on.
Don't do that.
Oh, no. I don't know who that is. Who is that? Who are you? That's amazing.
By OIK means he's here.
He's here. Oh, right. Oh, that's right.
I probably invited them from somewhere, and he's like, hey, I came.
I came. Yeah,
that's
right.
What that meant.
Talking about polls, and he came. For that, of course. Love you, my boy.
Present.
Rock. He said, lol, you my boy, Rock.
Who is that?
I don't know, but it's great.
Who are you, XGMBX? Dot, dot.
That's an Instagram comment for those of you who are on other platforms and don't see.
Wait, I know who that is.
Oh, it's funny.
Is that Joe?
Here, let's set this out. He said, adventure is the ability to set aside your normal routine, be willing to branch out, and find a new normal for yourself. That is great. That's it, dude. TJ said, adventuring into new places and experiences opens your mind to new mindsets. You know, that is great too, especially when you're adventuring with other people, right? That allows it all to come together and form one, right? To form that idea of like, wait, I do have a life to live, right? I do have something to look forward to. You know, there is more to my story than just where I'm at. And I had this thought. This is all happening to me the other day. In my thought, because I had many hours on the road, me and Cullen, my dog, we're on the road for like, I think it was like 4.5 hours yesterday. And while I was out there, I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about that joke actually in the military community of like, oh, you're not a SEAL until you write a book, you know, like that whole thing. And I was thinking about, wait a second, how important is that actually to the healing process that they sit there and they write these books? I wonder if, oh, I would love to pull, hang on, Paul, let me reply to you. You know what? I'll just send it, whatever. Here, click that link, dude, jump in with us. I really think there's something special about them writing their story out. They're closing, when they write out that whole book of their career, they're closing the chapter in that part of their life. That adventure is still going, but that chapter, that part of their life is now closed and written and captured. So they can look back on it at any time. Now, of course, they can profit off of other things, and why not? Now they're an author. Now they're a coach. Now they're a leader in a different way. You know, I think that's actually a really healthy thing. Here we are. We're actually being joined by Deadpool, or in this case, Paul, because we're on FML now. We're not on Asylum Arms. He's also a part of the Asylum Arms fire team, which we cannot thank them enough for being a part of Project Refit in that way. So welcome, brother.
What? Well, okay. Is it working?
Yeah, I can hear you, man.
All right. I wasn't sure. I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're great. Excellent.
Feeling like $1 million today.
Yeah, dude.
Man, I want to feel like you then.
Let's move in a little bit. So, you can move in.
I said we stink.
I know.
They think we smell good. That's a facade.
But yeah, so it's really good to have you on here, man, and kind of talk to you and get your thoughts as well on what does it mean to you for, you know, adventure? What does adventure mean to you genuinely? Like, when have you seen it work?
I surprisingly enough, when I was being retired and it was time for me to transition into civilian life, you know, because it was hard for me to be told by my community that I was no longer needed. You know, I was broken to the point where I, you know, couldn't do my job anymore. So they were going to retire me, and I didn't know what I was going to do. You know, I'd been a CB for, you know, 12 years, and life was coming up. And I spoke with, funny enough, you were talking about SEALs. I talked with a friend of mine that's with the teams, and he's like, look, man, it's simple, you know, it's a new adventure for you. It's the ability to change your norm. Like I wrote in chat earlier, it's the opportunity for you to change your normal life and branch out and kind of seek other avenues and kind of make a new normal for yourself. And, you know, with the podcast and this, that, and the other, it did allow me to do something outside of my normal comfort zone.
That's really cool. That I think is probably the key of getting outside your comfort zone is really cool, but I think it's really important to question, what is your comfort zone?
I only trusted because of the military and everything else like that. I only trusted my own community, people that were in the military. I had zero trust when it came to anyone outside of the military and this, that, and the other. And I was going through a lot of PTSD issues back in, I want to say 2017, 2018 timeframe. And my psychologist, my unit psychologist, she asked me if I'd ever looked into streaming. And I was kind of like, you know, I watch people, but I've never thought about doing something like that. She's like, well, maybe it's a good way for you to kind of reintegrate yourself into society without having all the anxiety and this, that, and the other. And, you know, so I picked it up and
it
helped in a great way for me to be able to talk with people outside of the military community without feeling like I need to protect myself. My anxiety is blowing up and this, that, and the other. So, yeah, being able to do something like that was extremely adventurous for me and completely blew my narrative of, you know, what my normality is.
Yeah, that's really cool. I would actually love to know, what is your normal? Like, what does that mean?
I'm very normal for me would be very private. Don't go out, you know, much, only, you know, if it's absolutely necessary. You know, the other normal, unfortunately for me, with the injuries that I incurred in my time in service, it's dealing with a lot of pain and things like that. So you know, being able to, you know, step outside and I mean, even something simple as going to Walmart, not wanting to kill everybody in the store.
I feel that.
Yeah. Oh, it's tempting sometimes, but you know, I don't do it.
I looked right at it.
I feel that so hard.
Yeah.
That one's for you, TJ. He felt it hard.
Oh, I'm telling you, I don't know how many times I park in a handicapped spot and I get out and people look at me and they're like, you're not handicapped. I'm like, oh, you mean?
Yep.
But, you know, and then also, you know, getting up and finally realizing that, you know, I can't let the day-to-day pain and the limitations that my body have dictate my life. I need to, you know, move past that and, you know, start moving, start exercising, start getting myself into a better shape than, you know, allowing my body to just complete fall apart because I've given up.
So like what have you done and how have you accomplished the goal of getting through the pain and actually improving yourself? Like, that sounds awesome. That sounds like something that could really help somebody out that's listening in right now.
Funny enough, I got in a conversation with Derek Wida. He's a military vet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got in a conversation with him.
Do we actually, real quick, so everybody knows, Derek Wida, he lost his one leg, right? It's one leg?
Yes.
Yep. And he was blown up, lost his leg. He was in combat veteran, Army, I believe, right?
Correct.
Yeah. One thing I like about him a lot is, you know, him going through all the mental health struggles that he's had, he's very open about it, but he's also very open about, this is a part of my journey, my adventure, my life. I own the fact that I'm in pain and I own the fact that I struggle, but I also have obligations to not only myself to get better, but the people that are watching me, but also most important, he says this, most important, my family, especially, I think it's his daughter, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Teaching her how to work out and stuff like that. I actually, I followed his page for a little while. I don't know if we still follow it or not, but yeah, hell yeah. Keep talking. That's Derek Wida though. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, just, you know, kind of reached out to him cause you know, I, you know, my leg and, you know, for those that don't know, my left leg is 80% titanium, mid thigh to mid shin. I have
Wolverine fucking
pretty much. you know, I've got nerve damage, I've got spinal damage, this, that, and the other. So, you know, there's days where even putting my weight on my left leg, it feels like what bone that's left in there is shattering and it makes it very difficult to walk and whatnot. So I reached out to Derek and was just kind of like, you know, hey, how did you deal with this situation? You know, when he was going through it. And he originally said, well, I had my leg cut off. And I said, well, they're not going to let me do that. I've tried. But then he goes, you know what? You've got to do it, because if you don't, you succumb to the pain and you're no longer useful to yourself, to, you know, your family, your friends, anything like that. And so what I ended up doing, you know, I never realized how heavy a total gym was until I tried to dig it out from underneath my bed. Mm. That was a workout in itself. So I got the total gym out. We have a bike, various machines that I used to use when I was in, you know, still active duty. So Derek was nice enough to send me basically like a miniature workout list.
Oh, damn. Cool.
Based on my my disabilities and my limitations. And so I've 100%, you know, been following that. I'm getting ready to start, you know, just doing something simple like walking up and down the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
Because normally like 3 or 4 minutes and my legs go completely numb.
Yeah. And
so it's small things like that definitely help. And it makes me understand that, you know, it's high time. I mean, I retired in 2020. It's high time for me to just put the pain aside, understand that it's a part of my life and that it'll always be there, but it's not going to dictate my life anymore.
Yeah. It's not, when you say dictate your life, do you mean like dictate your view on life?
Not necessarily the view on life, but more to the point of, it's not going to tell me what I can and cannot do anymore.
Got it. Cool.
On the topic, while we're talking about it, how about you give us a recent adventure that you took that meant a lot to you?
A recent adventure. I guess you could say as a parent, I kind of went on a new adventure. My youngest actually left on the 11th of this month for the military.
Oh,
proud moment right there.
So leading up to that,
Air Force?
Hell no, he didn't want that.
What did he go in?
The shade is real.
He actually wanted to follow in my footsteps and become a CB, but the Navy had no jobs available for CBs. So he ended up going Army Engineers.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say Marine.
No, well, he thought about it, but then he was like, well, I like markers, not crayons, and he kind of left it at that.
Oh, shit.
I love that.
More shade.
So, you know, he joined them. You know, it was kind of a surreal feeling, to me, because, you know, while he was in the recruiter's office, filling out everything and doing whatnot, you know, the Navy recruiters were coming into the Army office and they knew me. So they looked at him and they're like, why is he in here? And I'm like, well, how come you have no CB jobs? And they're like, well, he could wait. I'm like, well, he doesn't want to wait. So, you know, you're kind of SOL. Sorry, bud. But just, I don't know. For me, the adventure part of it was more like, you know, I'm having to let the kid go, you know.
That is huge. That's right. That's an adventure.
Definitely an adventure.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. I had to let him out of the nest type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, so that was my most recent adventure. And it took a lot for me to accept the fact that, you know, he, you know, when he left, when I went through boot camp, you know, within the first 24 hours of you reporting there, you contact your family and let them know, hey, I made it, this, that, and the other. Well, he, you know, I got a text message at 11:48 Monday, you know, on the 11th at night that he landed. And that was the last we heard from him for almost a week. And then all of a sudden we got a generic text message. It was like, you could tell it was scripted by the Army. You know, this is what you're going to tell your family and call it good. And then we finally got a message from him that, you know, he should be able to contact us, you know, on a Sunday or something like that, which is really cool. But, you know, at the same time, I'm like, well, dude, I want to talk to you every day. You know, I wake up in the morning, I come out of my room or something like that. I walk by his bedroom door. expecting it to open. It never opens now.
Hey, real quick, I'm going to be taking over. We have a side mission that we're currently working on. James has to go be a part of. We had a comment from one of my boys, Mark, real quick that I want to address. He said, "What can I do for FML?" And the only thing that I want you to focus on for FML is yourself, Mark, because that's the whole point of this podcast is it's for your life. These are tricks and tips and stories and sometimes dick jokes that are for your life. This is the whole point of the podcast, right? You are a broken man. And we talked a little bit last week about your situation, and I know you got back to me via text about your demon's name, so we can go back to that when James comes back, and maybe a little bit down the road of the podcast. But excuse me. What can I do for FML? You can be for your life. Keep going out on your walks. You know, go for you specifically, maybe not for everybody, but go to a bar with a close friend, you know, invite me out. I might not drink, but I'll go there with you. You know what I mean? And, just be for your life. That's what you can do for FML. You know, maybe in the future, if you really want to be incorporated in the actual podcast or you want to volunteer, that's fine. But FML is not something that you have to come in and do something for. FML is for you. It's for your life.
Also, if you want to help us reach out to potential guests, that'll be great too.
Yeah.
So we can definitely talk about that, Mark. Hit me up on the side.
Mark, by the way, has a name for his demon.
Oh yeah, he texted me the other day.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I actually have been audibly talking to mine too. When it gets in here, I definitely call it out, and it really does help. I don't. So to explain what that means to you, Deadpool, can I call you by your real name or?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Cool. Fucking Paul. So what I named mine, and the reason why I do it. Mine's Hagar, my demon, the negative thoughts, the things I'm trying to overcome. And the reason why I put a name to those negative thoughts is because it becomes more real to me. And it has helped me to actually, almost picture it and see it so I can, you know, talk it down and talk it out of my life. I'm like, Hagar, get the fuck out of here, dude. Like, I'm not doing that. I literally say shit like that out loud sometimes, and it really, really helps out a lot. And you know, that's what I think is, I mean, it's helped me out so much. I know it's helped out others, and I like to pass that along to as many people as possible. And Mark took it up, and he actually recently named his as well. And I don't know, how is it working out for you, Mark? But yeah, that's what we're doing, man. That's Seth Roth.
That's awesome. I've never heard that before. And that's something I'm going to kind of look into. Cause yeah, I mean, I've got my demons that hang around. And
dude, it's one. Remember, it's always like one. Always one. So what you do, the process, and I said it to Mark. I was like, dude, listen, like, don't force it. It's just going to come to you. It literally will just come to you. Hell yeah. He told him to fuck off last night.
So I love that.
Yeah, me too. But it's something that will actually speak to you. When you actually put it into practice, you're like, yo, does my demon have a name? Do my negative thoughts, does it have a name? And then it'll come to you. And then once it hits you in your brain, dude, you are going to feel, I get chills thinking about it. Cause I'll never forget the moment I actually had it hit me. I was like, holy fuck, it's Hagar. It took months, by the way, for the name to come to me. For Mark, it only took a little bit, Sephiroth. And dude, for me, like, when it hit me, and Hagar again is the name of it, I looked up who is Hagar. Hagar is actually a name of a demon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like in, I think, biblical, or maybe even what is it called? I'll have to look it up. I can do it right now. What the fuck? But yeah, Hagar is actually the name of a demon.
I just want to shout out Gonzo real quick. It's my boy from my unit. What's going on, bud? How are you? I know you say it's one demon. That motherfucker might have two of them. My boy, My boy Gonzo, he might have a gang of demon names he needs to think
gang,
of.
Gang, gang.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I always joked with my my therapist because she's like, "Do you hear voices?" I said, "Yeah." The only problem is they all speak different languages. I have no fucking clue what they're saying.
Yeah, it's Hagar the Horrible is literally the name of a Jesus King of two realms. It's in Second Chronicles. He's mentioned actually in the Bible. I'm not even joking you. It just hit me in the head one day. I was like, "What the hell?" So Hagar likes to hang out and try to fight me, but. I'm really good at telling things to fuck off. So that's what I do. And dude, I'm telling you, just let it come to you. Don't force it, dude. It will be there. And I will never forget the day that I named my Hagar. Or named my demon. It's Hagar. And I didn't even name him. He named himself. He basically revealed himself, if you will. I don't know. But I got chills even just now, like remembering it. And I was like, damn, dude, there it is. There's that motherfucker. Hagar the Horrible. He's a piece of shit. But, you know, it's something to overcome. It's also why it meant so much the other day. So, Paul, we got gifted a shield, this shield right here. It's all right. Engraved and shit. Actually, I'll zoom in for you in a little bit and we'll, you know, make it look good so you can actually see all the detail inside of it. But also there's a shin guard that was also gifted to us, to Dan and myself personally. Mm-hmm. And it has on it Vincette, Kisei Vincette, that they picked out that quote for me specifically. And what that means is he conquers who conquers himself. And it's actually the thing I've always wanted to get tattooed on my body. So I have it right here now tattooed on me. Very nice. Vincette, Kisei Vincette around the leather bracelet and with two feathers coming out. The one is for, it's a raven feather for my family crest, where it's actually leading warriors between life and death, either on the battlefield or off. And then the American Eagle, of course, the eagle feather for America, you know? Awesome. So I really meant a lot that we got those actually given to us. And all of that is to say that once you name your demon, you can begin to do a lot of good. I mean, a lot of good in your life, because you can talk yourself through all the bullshit and you know what's coming at you. You put a name to the struggle. You put a name to and a face almost to your own BS inside. It's really, really important, I think, to fight in that way. When you know your enemy's name at that point, you know, right. There's something special and powerful about that. And, I hope that, helps you out too. So,
yeah, no, I'm definitely gonna sit down and think about that. Cause yeah, I mean, you know, the intrusive thoughts come in, the dark times come in and they go or whatnot. Seems like more lately they've been showing up a lot more often. So, being able to, like you say, be able to identify it, look it straight in the face and, you know, tell it to F off or something like that is definitely something I'd never thought about before.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. I hope it really does. I really do hope it does help you out. You know, report back to me on that for real.
No, 100%.
Let's see what Wade said. He said, there is power in a name. Could naming your demon give it more power?
I think,
I don't know, man.
I'll take this one. I think, yes, there is power in a name, but naming your demon makes it more personal. And it's kind of like with me, I don't like to argue with people over text. I like to see you right in your face. I like it to be as personal as possible. That way nothing can be misconstrued. I can be as direct as possible. So if you give, like, I haven't done this yet. A demon name hasn't come to me or anything, but, if it does come, I will receive that, because I will know that motherfucker's name and I can, like, figuratively stare him in his face and tell him to fuck off. That's what I would want. That's the power. There is power in a name, but the power is yours.
Yeah, man. I think, giving it a name, giving it thoughts, I'm going to arguing with you over text. He's going to argue with you over text.
Oh yeah. You can argue with me over text as long as it has pictures and there is less clothes on.
Yeah, dude. From you, Wade, by the way, your pictures. But genuine, let's talk about it though. Let's go down this rabbit hole, right? Like giving it power. If you give it a name, does it give it power? I think that is real in cases like let's say like a mass shooter or like, you know, a person who, is trying to get notoriety and like giving it a name, giving something a name to the community, that person won, right? Like that's like, yeah, now they'll remember my name. I think in this case, for me personally, it helps me because I want to know my enemy. I want to know your name. I want to know who you are. I want to know where you're at. I want to know when you happen. Right. So in that case, let me give you, so demons, by the way, is nothing but choices. Demons are, so Rocco's wife just jumped in and said, no picks, Wade, with a little emoji hands up in the air. Like, please don't do that. Thank you. That was funny as hell. But back to the topic, you know, in this case, it gives me a direct target. I know who I'm talking to. I know who I'm telling to leave me alone. And it's almost like naming that, hey, I'm an alcoholic, or hey, I'm a drug addict, or hey, I'm addicted to sex, or whatever other kind of thing it is. You acknowledge that something has power over you and that you're replacing, you know, a god or something. And you know that there's something taking over you and you're ruling your life. And if you give a name to your bad choices, and if you give a name to the negative thoughts in your head, somebody whispering in your ear, like, you know, go do this thing that you don't want to do, right? Go do this thing that you know harms you. And you go like, man, shut the fuck, what? Get out of here. It really helps. It has helped me so much, right? And I have to be strong enough and willing enough to be able to be, I have to conquer myself, if you will, to be able to say that, right? And to get rid of it and blow it away. So I mean, it's helped me out tremendously. I hope that mindset and that thought process made sense to you. And really what Mark actually said here, that it gives it acknowledgement. You are acknowledging that you're human, that you're imperfect, and that you are going to struggle, you know?
And also one more thing about that is, like James said, your demons, it's not 100% like a demon. It's not like a big fucking monster that's behind you. Your demons are your choices. Your demons are your bad decisions, your good decisions. It can be bad thoughts. It can be how you view yourself. Your demon can be any of that, right? And the worry that a name gives it power, it's already got power.
That's
it
right.
Affects you so fucking much. It's already got the power.
That's
you're
right.
Trying to control and grab some of that power back by acknowledging who it is, who quote unquote, who it is,
yep.
And giving it a name so you can tell it to go fuck.
I have the perfect response to you too, with your whole quotation of saying goodbye to an associate you never met. Guess what, dude? I've met my problems and the things that I'm fighting against. I'm very much in tune with it, and it's very much in tune with me. It knows my weaknesses. It knows my name. It knows my issues, and it wants to fight me constantly. And for me, I'm like, nope, I'm not about that life. I'm not about doing that. I'm not going to. I'm not going to put myself in that position to even be tempted by something like that. You, the tempter, can go fuck yourself. In this case, it's Hagar. So I know who it is, and it knows who I am. So, you know, in this case, in your example of like, you never knew it. Well, right now, I don't know who that associate is, but they're having a major effect on me, right?
Right.
You know, that, so everybody knows, I didn't actually read out what he said yet. So if you're listening only, what was just said, it's a great argument back. And I love this is why we're here, right? We're supposed to have these philosophical arguments. That's what Project Reef is about. So, all right. So this is him. This is what he said. This is what Wade said. All right, but it's harder to say goodbye to something someone you say is in front of you rather than saying goodbye to an associate you never met because you didn't care to like them / know them. Well, again, my response back is I do know it. It knows me very well. And in this case, again, even if I didn't know it and I don't know its name, it still knows me and it knows me better than me. So I better know it now. So yeah, and I like what Claire said too. You know, she said, demon can only be allowed power if you feed into it. I feel like naming your demon will give you the power to tame it. That's exactly right. That is exactly it. Actually summed up beautifully. Thank you, Claire. That was awesome.
And I think, go ahead.
Hit it, brother.
I was just thinking about that, you know, naming it and giving it power and identity and whatnot. And I really want to get to that point where it has a name because I kind of want to know what it wants. Because what I mean by that is,
yes, I know. Go.
It keeps invading me with the same things over and over again. The same fucking memories, over and over and over again. So what is it that I'm missing that you're trying to show me?
Mm-hmm.
So I think, yeah, no, naming it gives it an identity, and it allows me to relate with it in a personal aspect, a one-on-one, and maybe I can finally get the answer of what it's trying to do, what it's trying to show me.
Also, it'll make for funny conversation at parties.
Yeah, 100%.
Stuart, I'm not going to touch his penis.
Right, right?
Oh, shit.
Did you guys hear that? It's fucking Stuart.
It's not the time and place. Stop
right,
it.
Right.
Stuart,
you're so immature. Always talking about dicks.
You know, I really... oh God, that's hilarious. But to get back on track, not Stuart. Dude, I lost my train of thought. Mine does too every day. So Mark, yours talks to you every day, right? Like that is, man, that is something right there. And also, I just remember what I was going to say. So Paul, you mentioned invade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's talk from a, like so I have The Art of War up there. It's one of my favorite books ever. I read it consistently at least once, twice a year, to get a reminder of it constantly. And, you know, in The Art of War, what is one thing you have to really know? Right. And you know what, let's actually make this even more simple in Stoicism. And I'll just say it instead of like asking questions, cause I hate that. so in Stoicism, it's said that you should know your enemies. You should keep your enemies close, right?
Yep.
And a reason for that is if you know your enemy and you're keeping your enemy close, you can see and watch that enemy constantly. You keep an eye on that person, right? And it keeps you calm because you know what they're doing and where they're at, right? You must be in the moment with the enemy constantly. And you keep them right here. No, sorry. I'm pointing at Rocco at that point, but like right here.
He keeps it right here.
Yeah.
right here. That's hey, real quick, while he's talking about this, I want everybody who's still in to type a little paragraph about a recent adventure you took for yourself.
Yes.
That meant a lot to you. And we're going to, you know, we'll go through a couple of them.
Yeah, we'll read a few out. So it's to keep that enemy close for that purpose. And I really still believe that if you name your demon or your thoughts, because again, demon, by the way, let's be real with what that fucking means. Cause I hear people say it, there's t-shirts about it, bullshit like that. Demon is actually your decisions. Mm. It's you. It's fucking you. It's what you've done. It's what you are not taking accountability for. It's actually you. Right. So, I just want to point that out really clearly. You know, there's nobody else outside of you. Maybe spiritually there is something trying to hit you, and that could be real, which is why you name it. And it'll reveal itself to you. But at the same time, it's your decisions, dude. It's all up to you. You decide what you're going to do. But anyway, you keep your enemy close. You keep your decisions close. You know what you don't want to do. And it'll actually help you identify even, okay, why? Let's go to a person addicted to something light, cigarettes, right? So, you know, you get stressed out and you're like, I need a cigarette. You know what I mean? So right now you're replacing your stress with, you know, doing something quick, like smoking a cigarette to get that hit essentially, and to try to calm your nerves, right? So how are you going to say no to that? Well, when you get stressed out, replace that cigarette usage with maybe picking up like, you know, like something like this. Like you're starting to work out your hands, you're going to stretch, you're going to get to stretch it, you're going to push it out, right? Do something you're working out, and you're replacing it with something positive and healthy. That's just one example of the literal many that we could probably come up with. But that's why I think naming it, it's like, all right, Hagar, you're telling me to go smoke that cigarette. Fuck you. I'm not doing it, dude. I'm going to pick up, you know, my grip here, my grippy, whatever the fuck. What are these called?
I have a great name for it, but I'm not going to say it.
All right. So, Paul, do you remember what these are called? Grip strengthener.
We'll call it that.
Yeah, the grip strengthener. I'm just going to pick it up and squeeze it, right? Like that's what we're doing here. So it's taking out that negative side and pushing forward with something positive. So let's see, what do we have here? Wade said, from a tactical point of view, I can understand. From a spiritual point of view, I conflict with the idea. Maybe the warrior and gardener wishing me fighting.
I'll take this one. Yeah, that's absolutely fine.
The I actually don't even understand it.
The whole thing about the demon is it can be whatever you want. It's not actually a demon. It's you, like he said. He's saying from a spiritual point of view, he can't get behind saying that my decisions and everything are demon.
It's within me fighting. Yeah. Okay.
So
within me fighting.
So it can be whatever you want, right? It has to be something. It can be something relatable. It doesn't have to be anything. I don't even have that. I'm like, hey, I have fucking problems and I deal with them, right? But if this is a route that you want to take, it doesn't have to be a demon. It can be a warrior and a gardener. I also want to throw a little point of view that you might be able to kind of coincide with is God, Jesus, and the devil, right? And I'm not trying to get spiritual right now. I'm not even a spiritual person. This is just so you know, I can get you through to this idea that I'm having. But God, Jesus, and the devil, right? These are supposed to be factual things that you relate to and talk to and pray to and curse, right? Oh, damn the devil. Oh, thank God. Oh, you know, you pray to Jesus. You do all of these things. It can be the same thing, but it can be anybody you want. It doesn't have to be a demon. It can be a warrior and a gardener, just like you said. Just, you know, if anybody out there is just watching, he said from a tactical point of view, he can understand, but from a spiritual point of view, he conflicts with the idea of there being a demon, maybe a warrior and a gardener within me fighting. And that's perfectly fine. It is what you want it to be. Just give it a name, give it a face. Make it personal so you know what you're facing.
Wade, please define for me further the spiritual point of view. The spiritual, what do you mean by the confliction with spirit? I'm trying to find that balance. Yeah, I totally understand that. Spiritual, what is it that you mean from that? Because that's exactly the spirit itself. Let's think about this. Let's think about the spirit. Let's talk about a person. What is a person, right? I actually heard recently, a person is nothing but a personality. And I was like, damn, that's interesting. That's an interesting like concept to take in and to think about, because if we are a personality floating, right? And we're meat bags that can like decorate our skin and stuff. Like that's pretty cool. But we're really who we are is inside the brain. We're a personality. So we're a personality interacting with other personalities and interacting with the world and trying to figure out how to live and survive, et cetera, et cetera. But that also means it does actually leave up the potential for there to be something that we cannot see. Like we cannot see a personality, but you know, that's the spirit that's fighting, right? That's the spirit within, you know, you're the warrior that took other vessels, if you will, meat bags in this case, from earth and sent the spirit away and freed people's spirits up to wherever they're going, right? Or down to, right, wherever it is. And that's what a warrior does. A warrior guides, which is why this is here, you know, other warriors between life and death, right? Between what is the living and the physical, and also into the early on, technically, into the what is unseen or the heavens, the Valhallas, the whatever you want to call them. And to me, the people that still the warrior that struggles so much, because the warrior is the one that was guiding these people between life and death, right? You know, and it could be a warrior on the battlefield or even off. So let's talk about those sitting even behind the desks. You're assisting that. You're stressed out about the processes around all of that. I mean, it's to take an individual's life, it takes 30,000 bullets. How did those, you know, on average, actually, to take one human's life, I think in World War II, it was like 32,000 bullets it took, right? So 32,000 different pieces of ammunition to take one person's life. You know, what are the logistics around that? What is the stress behind each bullet that's being sent down range, right? All the people that go taking, it's all felt. All of you feel that, right? Every single person that joins the military feels all that and feels that burden, which is why I think this struggle of the maybe the warrior in the garden within me is fighting about naming your enemy. It's like an anxiety thing. Like if you name it, then the personality that you have inside of your mind is conflicted because you actually developed a warrior's personality and you don't like to feel threatened, right? And again, my view to your spirit, if I'm interpreting, if I'm asking you to please send me what you mean by spirit, if I'm interpreting reading between the lines properly, your spirit is actually being attacked even by having a name to your demon, which is a good thing, by the way. That means now you know who's attacking you, why you're getting thrown off by this. Because I know you're very in tune with yourself, especially these days, Wade. So like that might be it, dude. There might be something getting unsettled in you because now you have another fight, another enemy to go after. And it's not just you. It's actually a deeper part of you that is being brought out by naming it. So
I think another part of it would be what that may make people uncomfortable is by naming it, you're acknowledging it and it's becoming real to you instead of just, you know,
right.
it's a memory or something like that.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Yes. Keep going. Sorry.
No, I was just, that's what I was thinking about it. I'm like, well, I can understand where, you know, spiritually, you know, somebody has an issue with it because, you know, we're always taught to, and myself, I'm not a spiritual person, but you know, I've read, you know, plenty of the different religious books and everything else like that. And, you know, we're always taught to fight off demons, and by naming it, some people may look at it as you're letting it in, you're acknowledging it, and you're making it something real. And I think, you know, granted, I understand, you know, that's something, but at the same time, like you've said, like, you know, a few of us have said now that, you know, by acknowledging it, it allows you to face it, you know, which a lot of people just run from it or they give into it. And, you know, unfortunately, some very sad consequences happen because of it. And, you know, who knows that if, you know, that service member or that person or whatever stood up to it and acknowledged it and was able to make it a personal fight, would they still be here? Honestly, I think probably a lot of them would be.
I think so too.
I'm looking something up. I'm not trying to be.
You're good. I'm thinking very deeply right now also. So that's why I'm being, and I'm reading what he said about it. Basically, I give it a name. I give my anxieties and my worries a name. Then it has dominion in my heart. That's actually, I did understand that. Spiritually, I mean, making it something as solid as God. Here's the issue. It already is. Everything you struggle with is already that solid inside of you. And it exists. And to deny that is your repression of it. And if you repress an enemy enough and you don't have a name to understand it, to kill it, essentially, then you're giving this dominion. And in this example, by the way, it might not be for you. That's fine. But I'm actually just trying to work through the why it works for people like me. It doesn't have dominion in my heart, like, but I do know it exists. I'm not ignorant to the fact that I also am human and I do have struggles and I will have struggles for the rest of my life. That is very, very real to me. And it takes it actually away from me. That's right. It separates it from my good part and my bad part. I can now know I choose the goodness instead of the bad. It allows me to segregate the two into their places that they need to be put.
So talking about this made me think of something, and I was visualizing that the entire time we were talking.
Mm-hmm.
Nega Scott.
Mm.
That's going to be my name.
Mm.
Nega Scott. Does anybody know what that is, what I'm referring to?
Mm-mm.
Scott Pilgrim.
The movie. Geez.
Do you know what? You never seen Scott Pilgrim?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're dead to me.
Damn, it's going to be tough doing podcasts.
Nega Scott on Scott Pilgrim it was a movie, and he has to go and fight like six evil
exes. I know
exes.
It's Michael or Michael Cera.
Yeah. But at the end of the exes, he has to fight Nega Scott, which is himself, and it's just a shadow version of him, and that's all I visualize when I see it. And I'm not even like saying it as a joke. I feel that like when I when I think about my demons,
that's right,
my quote unquote demons, I literally see myself.
It is you.
And it's just a shadow, red-eyed, evil version of myself.
That's exactly what it is.
And his fucking name is Nega Scott. So
that's right.
I think my demon's name's going to be Nega Rocco.
Love it. Yeah, the negative that's Rocco. That's what it is.
It's not a demon. It's just you. It's your demon is you. It's not. I don't even like saying the word demon.
That's right.
Because it may turn some people away from the idea. And also, it's just an idea, just a coping mechanism, right? And it's not going to be for everybody, Wade, you know? But when I think about it, it's fucking me.
That's what it is.
And you're fighting yourself and your social anxieties and your everything, your own depression, your own, the things that are killing yourself. Nega Rocco, he's a fucking bitch.
That's right.
Fuck that guy.
That's right. That is exactly it. Your demons are nothing but your own decisions. It's actually just you. That's exactly what it is. I love that, dude. Yeah, that's a great way to actually even sum up that concept.
Mega Scott.
Because that's, again, at the end of the day, if you think for one second that somebody else is the problem in your life, you are so wrong every single time.
It's insecurities. It's depression. It's anxiety. It's
self-doubt, which is a huge one.
Your PTSD, you know, it's self-doubt is fucking huge. I'm glad you said that. I love that. It is you. All of these problems, I'm not even going to call them demons anymore because I think we're getting away from what they actually are. But all of these problems are you. And just acknowledging that they exist is what this whole thing is about. And if giving it a name does it for you, awesome. If just recognizing that they exist and dealing with them works for you, awesome. But I think the point is, do something that works for you. Do something for your life.
That's right. And also, I love what Wade said. I'm going to leave it all the other stuff because he's trying to like take care of your feelings or whatever, and I'm not going to read it. So I feel like naming it may separate it from me. I control my actions. I love that, Wade. And also, he did say other things like, hey, I don't want to hurt your feelings, essentially. I'm just like trying to argue back. Dude, that's what we do here, Wade. I got to remind you, that's what we do here. We're supposed to argue. We're supposed to challenge each other. We're supposed to challenge thoughts. That's welcome. It doesn't have to be for you. It doesn't have to be for anybody, right?
It doesn't have to be an argument because we would have already won because the whole point of this is to get you thinking about it.
That's right. That's exactly it, dude.
I mean, fair enough.
That is literally – no, that's exactly it. We're here to have – that's what the fireside chats are. That's what we do here. We talk about philosophy. We talk about the mind. We talk about it amongst ourselves because guess what? We do have opinions and we do have thoughts. And your opinion does matter here. Whether other people agree with it or not, it's not up to us to decide that. Freedom, baby.
And the same thing doesn't work for everybody.
That's much better, Wade.
Yeah.
He said, okay, well then fuck you guys respectfully. And that's much better. That is actually what I'm looking for. So thank you for that. We actually do say that, by the way. Also, if you ever come out on a retreat with us,
respectfully,
it is allowed to be like, okay, well then fuck you guys then. And then you say respectfully, at the end. That's it, baby. I love that. So
yeah, I learned a long time ago when I was in the service that, you know, I heard it all the time. You know, you could supposedly tell off your fucking senior leadership by saying, with all due respect.
Right.
Until my command master chief pulled me aside and he says, if I ever hear you say with all due respect one more time, I'm gonna punch the shit out of you because it doesn't help. And I'm just like, oh, well then fuck you. And I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. I love that. Also, Claire said, bad things that happen to us are what made us who we are, 100%. But don't let them define you. Them is whatever weighs you down or think negative.
So we are, that's another thing that is like, when we have these little things every once in a while where we're just like so in tune that we either say the same thing or I can answer her right after she says, hey, babe, and I know what she's talking about already. This literally just happened because on the way here, I listened to Remember Every Scar from Escape the Fate.
Okay.
And the it was something that I wanted to bring up in this. So I'm glad you said that. She said bad things that happened to us are what made us who we are, but don't let them define you. Them is whatever weighs you down or think negative. And I don't, if you guys don't know the song, it's Remember Every Scar by Escape the Fate. And the chorus is hold on to that heartbreak. Hold on to the hell you have to pay. Sometimes it's the only thing that gets you by. Hold on to the heartbreak. Hold on to that hell that you have to pay. All the tragedies make you who you are. Remember every scar. And it gets me every single time because it's how I am today. It's why I am today. All of my, you know, family situations made me who I am. All of my situations in the military made me who I am. What's going on right now makes me who I am. And you can deal with your problems, but you should never forget them because it's what made you. Remember every scar. And I love that.
100%. See you, Wade. I'm going to read something out though. Drew said, and okay. So how do you know the bad things are not actually a good thing though? How do you know the bad things that happened are not actually good, right? Because God made it happen to guide us in a different direction. In this case, when you're talking about from a religious perspective, you put God to it, and let's bring it to a secular place where we can talk about God and also spirit and other choices as well. So everybody can get involved with this, right? So one, that's beautiful, right? And in the case of religion, God absolutely does put you in hard situations to form you. In Stoicism, you're supposed to look at every single challenge as something good to bring you into a new place, right? You're supposed to level up. The only way you can level up is by taking those challenges, by pushing yourself further, by being scared. You're supposed to be scared.
By going on adventures.
Right. Go on it. That's the point of life. And that is the point of the adventures. That's exactly right. I was actually going to lead right into that. It's literally it. You're supposed to have those hardships. You're supposed to have the failures. You're supposed to have the bad times. You're supposed to have the titanium in your fucking leg right now, right? You're supposed to, right, Paul? Like that, it sucks, but it's your story. It's your adventure. You earned that fucking thing. My dad said the most gangster thing, one of the most gangster things ever, actually, for me to remember for my whole life. I'm happy he said this to me. He said, James, when you go out into a baseball field or step out into a wrestling mat or step out into a fight, no matter what it is, you earn every single bruise, every single hurt, every single injury. You earn it. You fight and you grind and you push. I've taken that mentality and applied it to my whole life. Everything I do. I don't have a fucking muscle in my inner thigh. I lost it when I was 17 years old and I was wrestling, right? That thing has been fucking haunting me for my whole life. I can hardly play softball for a whole season without eventually getting to the point where I can't even run. I can't even walk straight, right? So like I know pain intimately. I know injury and I know all of it. But it's my journey, my choices that led to that. And I'm okay with all of it. I absolutely love that you brought that up, Drew. So I want everyone to think about that. The things that you have, the hurts, the pains, the struggles, you earned it. It's something you earn. Change the mindset from like, oh, this happened to me, to I earned this fucking thing and I'm going to earn the way through it. I'm going to earn how I get through it. I'm going to earn the better perspective to my life to pass it on to other people. That's why I constantly say, if a veteran specifically, steps up and learns how to take their hurts and turn it into the positive and flip their whole mindset to become the greatest leaders that we have in local communities around this country, right? Literally. That's my personal why for this shit. Like, get these vets to see that your pains and your struggles would be the best thing ever. Because when you say in a room full of people, I'm a United States veteran, I served my country, people immediately look at you like the leader that you fucking are. And we demand you to be better here. That's exactly right. I am for my life, not against it. Straight up. Let's go.
Love it.
Love that.
I don't even have anything to add to that.
that's been perfectly stated.
I mean, that was it. Like that was a beautiful statement, Drew. So thank you for bringing that to light, because honestly, full circle, exactly, Claire, like we absolutely have a full circle to understanding why your life is an adventure and why adventure is so important. And let's see what else you got. Like for example, my car didn't sit the other, which I believe was a good thing, could have protected me. That's right, Drew. I mean, yeah, for sure. And also you had to learn maybe what to do in that situation. Now you have a process in that situation of how to get through it, right? And then Claire said, demon, in the sense of what they're saying is more about negative unspoken thoughts. For example, I'm too weak. I can't do it. I'm less. Right. And then that's the demon, right? That's exactly the demon. And then it's like, no, hold up, Hagar, stop saying that to me. I'm not weak. I am strong. I can do it. And I am more. 100%. That's right, Claire. That's great. I love that. Claire's killing it today.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Well, I mean, I agree with the example. I'm too weak. I can't do it unless, for me, for a while there, I was told by the VA because of the spinal damage that, if I turn my head the wrong way, I can 100% become paralyzed. There's a bone spur in one of my vertebrae that is really close to, you know, puncturing, and I could go down. And I allowed that to completely dictate my life. You know, I would get in an argument with my wife over doing yard work, because I'm like, honey, if I'm weed eating and I turn, I could be, you know, face down in the yard and you know, never walk again, and this, that, and the other. And I let it drive me, and I would constantly sit there and I'm like, well, I can't do this anymore, and I can't do that anymore. And, you know, I'm a useless piece of shit at this point. You know, I'm basically, you know, I'm a meat sack, you know, in this house doing nothing. And yeah, finally I was just kind of like, you know, I reached out, like I said, I reached out to Derek and a couple other people, and they were like, get that shit out of your head. You gotta overcome your disability and the things that are keeping you from living your life. And God, it just, you know, it made perfect sense at that point. I mean, like, now, yes, you know, there is still the possibility that I could do something stupid and, you know, like a fucking bee flies by my head and I turn the wrong way.
Squirrel.
You know what? Whatever. Yeah, exactly. God knows we have enough of those running into the yard.
That's right. That was fucking dumb. That was actually squirrel. Perfect.
Yeah, just squirrel. Like squirrel, and then I'm done.
Yeah. How did he get paralyzed? He saw a squirrel.
Oh, it was it was a fucking ADD. Squirrel paralyzed him.
Look at us laughing at your disability.
Oh. Hey, that's okay, because I got to laugh at it too sometimes.
That's right, dude. I actually, it's a topic for another day. So what I was going to say, and we will discuss this another day, but there's a great book that came out about the harms of basically all of the diagnosing that's happening. Diagnose, 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 diagnose. Everything has a diagnosis. And a lot of the negatives that are coming from that. And there's a woman, she's a psychiatrist. She has been, I think for the past like six or seven years, she's been absolutely dismantling how horrible, like she's saying how horrible that is, how it's a crutch that when you label a person a certain way, that's why, like, let's make it very simple, actually, because I don't want to get too deep into that. Think of it like this. Once someone gives you a nickname, doesn't that usually just stick with you? Mm-hmm. And you almost become your nickname?
Yeah.
Now think about it from the perspective of like the diagnosis.
Yep.
You will become that. So it's a really dangerous spiral that this woman is basically warning everybody about. And it's really something that we need to be on the lookout for. You know, like don't become what others are telling you that you are. You are who you decide to be.
Yeah, Derek brought that up with me, and was, you know, he asked me, he's like, you know, before all the labels came in, like you said, did you ever overcome, you know, whatever your injury was? And I told him the story about, you know, when I was on my last PRT before I got out, you know, and the obstacles I had to overcome for that one. And he was like, well, why did you do it? And I said, because I knew I could. He goes, so what's your problem now? And I kind of just sat there and I'm like, all right, dude, I got no excuse anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Oh, I love that. That, again, that is going to be a topic for another day. We're definitely going to discuss, because we could get into it, but
we didn't even go fully into our topic today.
Oh, we did.
Just trailed right back into
I think demon names. I think we summed it up very well, though, right? Like, we did full circle right there. I mean, like, adventures, if you are living your life, you're living, you don't let things stop you from living your life. You continue, you have to find a way to continue forward. You have to find a way to keep writing your story and find ways to do that, because that's why I think writing is so important. I talk about it all the time. I have a journal right here, actually, inside of this notepad. I have a whole, I think I have like maybe like 30 pages worth of shit that I just write out. Most of it's nonsense because when I use it, it's nonsense that's going through my brain. I need to get it out, you know, and I tell other people like try fire, a thing I call fire journaling. Start, build a fire for yourself. Have one or two or however many pieces of paper with you inside of a journal. Write shit out. Write out the problems and stuff that you, things you really can't control. Honestly, rip it and burn it. You know, like get rid of it. Like, you know, that is, it's all very possible, you know, to everything in your life is possible if you allow yourself to believe that, you know, genuinely too. I'm not trying to sound like a fucking talking head of all these basic bitch bullshit. That's real. It's real. It's especially when we have deep philosophical conversations like this around it. That's what allows us to think about it in a deep way. So I really do recommend that process. I just told a young lady the other day, she was going through some stuff in her personal life and, you know, she lost a child, things like that, you know, before, having the child. And, it kind of was eating her up. And I was like, yo, I actually met a lady where, you know, my girlfriend and I, we actually escorted her to a, we went with her to, I forget what you, call it when you, burn someone, the is it an infirmary? I forget what it's called, not an infirmary, but where you put, you create ashes. Damn it, I can't remember the name of that, but like there's two ways that, or there's multiple ways to actually bury people, but one of them is you burn them, they become ashes.
Crematory,
thank you, crematorium, yeah.
Oh, cremation.
So we escorted her to there and the cremation. That's right. So, you know, she brought a teddy bear with her that was representative of the child that was not, that was not born. And she brought it to the place to be cremated and it was, to the crematorium. Yep. And she was cremated and she cremated the bear. And I told that to the girl and the girl's like, oh my God, I never thought of it that way. I was like, yeah, go do it. She's like, I actually have a stuffed animal that I sleep with still. I'm like, lay that thing to rest. That is representative of your child. And she almost cried. It was kind of cool, to witness it. That helped her out so much. I hope she did it. I'll never know. Cause it was just a random person, but, you know, it was really cool. It was really awesome to be able to pass that on cause it worked. I mean, like she had the ceremony. Ceremonies matter. You know, have a ceremony for the different chapters of your life that you're closing or opening, right? Like, and a ceremony doesn't have to be something, you know, crazy, just like, something that you do for yourself to celebrate the little things, right? Like
a quiet moment would do it.
Yeah, exactly. But a genuine quiet moment, moment, right? Like something that where you really intently are laying this thing to rest. So yeah. I love that. Wow. Do you have any closing thoughts, Paul? I think we really had a good, really good discussion today. A lot of people got involved with us. You know, we had a ton of people come into Instagram, a ton of people came in here to hang out with us today, and we cannot thank you guys enough. And I hope you enjoyed the conversation. So Paul, do you have anything to say?
Well, I mean, personally for me, I just want to thank you guys because you gave me a new outlet to look into that I'd never thought about before.
Cool.
As far as, you know, putting a name to the issues that I'm having. I think it's a fantastic idea and it's definitely something that I'm going to explore. So for me, my closing thoughts are just thank you guys for putting the subject out there and allowing people to have, you know, different points of view on it, but at the same time to be able to talk about it.
Yeah. Amen. If you come up with a name, man, come back and give us an update.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I would love that. I really would. And take
it's
the time.
It's not going to be as cool as Nego Rocco, though.
No, hell no. No. It's going to be fucking Stewart. I know it's going to be Stewart.
Stewart? Me talking about my cool demon name.
Oh, my God. Stewart.
Look what I can do.
Yeah, see, now the problem is I'm thinking of Mad TV and Stewart, yeah. And it's going to. Yeah. Fuck everything up for me.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. We're actually going to, for those of you who don't know who Stuart is, I'm going to share this. I'm going to find Stuart real quick from Mad TV, and we're going to share it so everybody can see the demon that we're talking about. Okay.
See, cool. I'm thinking my demon's something that looks like, you know, the dragon from Lord of the Rings. And no, it's going to be this guy and my entire life's ruined.
Here's Stuart, dude. There you go, everybody. There's Stuart. Oh, look at that face. Amazing.
So terrible.
So terrible. Genuinely, though, thank you all so much for joining us. What a powerful conversation today was. And let me show, actually, let me do this for you. I'm going to show you the shield behind us. I'm going to zoom in and let you kind of see that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to zoom in on it though. I'm going to make it, so you can actually see it clearly. Hang on.
I'll move my big head.
Now you don't even have to. I'll zoom in.
Somebody getting a phone call.
Yeah, my old man's probably getting ready to fucking get on an airplane, fly out here and beat the shit out of me if I don't call him back.
My old man literally video chatted me while we were in the middle of the stream.
Oh, no shit. Nice.
Yeah, I answered it and I held my phone up to the side and just showing him that I was on stream right now.
Right. Now, my dad still's got a flip phone because, I mean, he's part blind and he tried a smartphone. Couldn't figure out how to turn it on. So I don't have to worry about video chatting with that old man.
Fair.
Dude, I love that shield. That is amazing.
Isn't that crazy? Oh, it's insane. It's such a beautiful gift. Thanks to, Austin, engraved by Austin on Instagram. And you can find Austin Wagner on Facebook. And it was gifted to us by TJ Sykes and Rob Scott. So Rob is actually our Monday and Friday, he does a lot of our Zoom calls that we host. So if you guys ever want to jump into a peer support group that's online, check out our Zoom calls Monday and Friday. If you want to come out on a retreat with us, we have retreats that we host constantly. Our next one is going to be, I'll announce it now. It's going to be in South Dakota. We're doing it in May. We will make an announcement about that soon. So please come on. It's going to be a good time. We're going to be working on a ranch out there and, you know, doing some fun activities and maybe even doing some hunting. So it's going to be a good time too. So please, you know, be on the lookout for that as well. And I invite you, Paul, to come on out, dude. It's not going to be crazy strenuous work, by the way. I want to make that very clear. So people who might have injuries and things like that will look out for you. You do not have to participate, you know, at all for some days, right? You might be, you know, really banged up and you might not be able to do it. And that's okay. You don't have to. The only thing we require really during these retreats is that you show up at the fireside chat at night. Right. We will carry you, we will drag you, and we will place you at the fire, and we will allow you to speak your heart freely. And everything we do here, we try to keep it all really, really honest. Literally everything. You must be honest with yourself first and foremost. That's why we've added to our homepage of our website, ego. It's not allowed here.
Yeah.
We do not allow ego in Project Refit. You know, it's not, you know, who started Refit, who is Refit, who's that? It is going to be a scenario like who is Barnabas, right? If any of you know some stories, I think that's a biblical story, actually, you know, Barnabas stand, like who is Barnabas? You know, it's very much that mentality. So, yes, of course we have founders on paper, but it's really up to you to decide what you do within Refit and how you continue to be for your life. So thank you, everybody. Really appreciate it. Paul, thank you for hanging out with us today. And if you stick around, Paul, we'll be able to talk offline.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. I hope you all have a wonderful time. Thank you for participating. There were so many of you. It was insane. What a great conversation, great arguments that were had, and really, really awesome discussions. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.